From our family to your family, this is A Legacy of Faith, the podcast.
Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, a podcast designed to help your family survive the day, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. Leah, right off the bat, I've got to admit a mistake from our last podcast.
What?
On the last podcast, all the way through the episode, I called it the wrong episode number. This is episode 93.
Okay.
So, for all of our faithful listeners, both of them, we want to make sure they know that this is episode 93 of the podcast. And before we even get to our topic of the day, Leah, we have a major update. And we haven't done this in a while. But we need to make sure we let people know something very, very important. So we have to pull this back out. All right, so what is that music for? We haven't done it in like 10 episodes.
This week in The Wizard of Oz.
This week in The Wizard of Oz. For those who are new listeners, and we do have some... this year, 2017, we have been trying to read through The Wizard of Oz, but not just the novel. There are 14 novels. And the big news this week, Leah, is actually twofold since the last time we recorded. That is, we have finished, well, not all 14. We have finished 7 of the novels. I think the last time we did one was we finished 5. So we've made some serious progress. We've finished 7 of the novels, but
we're taking a break.
That does not mean that we're not reading to our children, for our regular listeners. We're simply reading something besides The Wizard of Oz for a little while. And I totally forgot the name of the book. Swallows on Amazon?
Yes.
Is that what it is? And I have no idea what it's about yet. We've only one chapter.
One chapter.
But reading The Wizard of Oz is fun. We're going to go back to it. But we are taking a break. And just to let people know, yes, it gets weirder. And we didn't think that was possible.
Well, they're all so similar with the same character, so eventually it just kind of came down to, let's take a break from just the monotony of that every night, you know, do something different, you know. So, that's really, we're going to go back to it, maybe read one other book, and then go back and read one of those novels, and then maybe take a break to read another kind of book, and then back to the novels. And that
So when we do our podcast number 305 in the year 2026,
no.
We'll be on about novel 14, right?
No, it won't be that long.
Yeah. But anyway, so it's been fun, and we're glad we're doing it, but we are taking a little break because there's only so often you can talk about Jap Pumpkinhead and Nick Chopper and...
TikTok,
he is the one who I get. And by the way, the next novel is The TikTok Man of Oz or mm-hmm. something, and I'm very scared.
You've been doing that voice every time he talks, and I have a feeling.
And he comes into play, what, in the second novel, I think?
Mm-hmm.
So for 6 novels now, I've been, you know, doing mm-hmm. this voice, and I'm thinking, oh my, this could be very interesting when we get to the 7th novel, and it's all about
if
him, or focuses on him.
He's the main character.
Yeah, but anyway, well... We're going to do something a little different on this week's episode. In fact, you may have already heard a little chatter in the background, a little noise in the background here and there. It's because, Lee, it's not just you and I around the table. And for those who don't know, haven't caught on to this, our big fancy schmancy recording studio is one microphone on top of our kitchen table. So that's the whole shebang as far as our setup here. But it is not just you and I sitting around tonight. We also have Mary Carroll, who has not been on with us in a while. But Mary Carroll, welcome back.
Thank you.
And Turner, welcome back. He's here as well.
Hi.
And obviously very shy about things.
What?
But we wanted to take this episode, and we will admit right at the outset, we don't have an outline, which means this could be a whole lot of fun.
It's really scary.
Or it could also mean I have a lot of editing ahead of me tonight, one or the other. But we're going to talk about gratitude, about Thanksgiving, because my favorite holiday is next week. Arbor Day. No, that's not. Thanksgiving is next week, and that is my favorite holiday. I like to refer to it as Christmas without the pressure because there's not all the gift buying, and you don't feel like you have to run to 500 things leading up to it, although it is time for my annual reminder, Christmas does not start until after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. There's already decorations for Christmas around town. I'm like, come on!
I did not tell him to say that.
You're rubbing off on our children.
Yeah, that's right. Christmas does not start until after Thanksgiving. That's right. But anyway, in all seriousness, you know, we always talk about how this time of year, we think about gratitude, we think about Thanksgiving, but as Christians, it really should be the way we are all the time. In fact, I wrote a bulletin article for our church bulletin this week, the week this is being released, and on the back page of our bulletin, and I think the title of it was The Command of Gratitude, or The Command to Be Grateful. And the idea behind the article was, Leah, it seems a little bit strange sometimes that you read the New Testament and we are commanded to be thankful, but how often are we really not thankful? We need that command. Mm-hmm. But it's still kind of jarring, you know, to read, oh, by the way, and be thankful. Or, you know, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, Philippians 4. But we've got two kids at the table here, you know. How often, even, you know, 12 and 10, how often do we still have to tell them, have you said thank you, right? Well, how often are we in our 30s and me in my 40s need to be reminded to actually say thank you? And so that's what we're going to think about for the next few minutes. We're going to kind of build a little thankful list, some things we're thankful for, and then maybe just talk about gratitude a little bit as we go through this, kind of weave these things together. This is going to be very informal. We hope it's kind of encouraging to you. And maybe my real goal behind this is maybe this will let some other families get the idea of sitting around, maybe without a microphone, but just talking about things they're thankful for, because it's so easy, even though we have a holiday called Thanksgiving, to not really take the time to sit there and list some things. So I'll start, and we'll just kind of go around here and think about some things. And if we all kind of have the same list, that's okay. We're going to think really about some things maybe from this year. And I'm going to go back to what we just talked about a few minutes ago. I'm thankful that our family has been spending more time reading together. As I was thinking about our podcast for tonight, recording tonight, I just kept thinking about that we have not done this every night, because that's, I won't say impossible, but nearly impossible. But what, Leah? Maybe four nights a week on average, maybe more than that.
Mm-hmm.
We sat down and read The Wizard of Oz and other things, the Bible, and done memory verses and things. But as frustrating sometimes as it is to get the kids in the room after their showers and things on time, I love those times of reading those, you know, that chapter, mm-hmm. those couple of chapters a night. And it's just a cool thing with the family to sit around at the end of the day. It's calm. It's quiet, and I've really enjoyed that, and that's something I've been thankful for this year.
Yeah, I think earlier, when they were a little younger, we would read just picture books and things, right. Bedtime stories type things, but this
usually it was
different.
One-on-one. Like, right. I might read one to Turner, right. You might read to Mary Carol, or vice versa, but this has been our family gathering around
Mary
doing
Carol that.
And Mary
Carol loves when you read to her. She'll pull books out, but this is different because it's the whole family, and it's a book that's, you're not just going to sit down in one night and read. It's going to be it's going to be
or a year.
Something you come back to, and it is something that, you know, to look forward to every evening. So
Have you guys enjoyed that, Mary Carol? Have you enjoyed that?
Yes, and I remember that before we got this 14 novel
monster.
Yes, I'll say that monster of The Wizard of Oz. You used to read to me for about an hour of my little book of The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
An abbreviated version.
Yeah, it was what, about 90 pages?
I think.
And that was something that Mary Carol and I would do a lot, like on a rainy Saturday or something. We'd sit down. It took an hour and a half to read. But we've said this before, Leah. I thought that was The Wizard of Oz, like the first novel. Even that was like, what, a sixth of the first novel, something like that? No, it wasn't that. It wasn't even close to that. It was crazy. But anyway, but it has been, and now we've lost Mary Carol to total laughter.
And there, I will say, there are several books like that you do not know or realize that we are finding out, since we do enjoy reading and we want to look at books, we go to bookstores a lot, and we'll see these, you know, sequels of books, mm-hmm. like Mary Poppins. Mm-hmm. You know, there's three, I think, of those. And so there's so many that, like, so many out there that would be so interesting to read. And
we just lost Mary Carol with Toto.
So Turner, have you enjoyed the reading Wizard of Oz?
I love it.
But say why. What's something? Cause, and I'll say this. A lot of people would think, well, he's a boy. He's not going to like his daddy reading something weird like that, you know, at night. Why do you enjoy it so much?
Because it's totally exciting.
Sorry for all of your eardrums, the explosion of laughter. I'm sitting here looking at the waves on the on our program, and I think we just deafened half the America.
So classic Turner right there. Yeah.
But we've talked about this on the podcast before, and all, the kids love it. And we're only half joking. The story's weird. I mean, it really is.
Yes.
But the kids just love the characters and everything. It's cool. So that's one thing I've been thankful for this year, is just that time where all of us are sitting down reading together. Leah,
I think Dorothy's pretty.
In the drawings, yes. Yeah. Oh, boy. Mommy, what's something that you've been thankful for this year, or just in general?
Well, I mean, in general, I'm just going to say family. That's always something I'm thankful for. Just the time that we have, you know, reading together, of course, is part of it, but just the time that we have together, and we get to be with each other a lot, and that's always meaningful to me. It's something I'm really grateful for.
Let's tie this back to our last episode. You're still thankful for your family, even though sometimes homeschool doesn't go the way we want it to go, or things in all seriousness, that people need to hear that, because it's easy in a time where, whether you homeschool or not, where maybe your marriage isn't as strong as you want it to be right now, or maybe you have a strained relationship with your kids, maybe your kids been acting up in public school or whatever, and it's rough, but you're still thankful for your family.
Right.
And, you know, people need to hear that, because the last episode, you know, you and I kind of went back and forth about some things. We were both admitting, look, you know, things aren't always perfect. We do this podcast not because we're perfect, because, you know, we want to help families who are going through stuff just like we go through stuff, but we still love our family, and we're still thankful for our family. So I think it's good that people hear that.
All right.
Mary Carol, what's something either from this year or just in general that you are thankful for, that you want to show gratitude for?
Well, I have a lot of things I'm thankful for, but I think one of the things I've enjoyed a little more right about now is that I'm spending a lot more time, or maybe a little more time, with Mommy. And I'm getting to enjoy that and have some time with another lady.
And the reason I ask that is you're homeschooled, so you spend a whole lot of time with Mommy. But what are you talking about specifically?
Well, I like being able to help her with, like, cooking and cleaning up after supper. We got to, sometimes on Fridays, I'm not sure if we will this Friday, though, but we did last...
I don't think that's going
to
happen this week, no offense, but...
But last Friday we went to Florence just to have some time together, and we got to look around and shop. And sometimes Mom has some things that she's like, okay, we need to look for this, and we need to look for that. But sometimes we just go to have some time together to look around and shop.
So you're talking about just outside of school and stuff, but also it doesn't have to be the shopping. It could be just when you're in the kitchen, you know, helping to cook or clean up, or even cleaning your room?
No, thank you.
I thought I might trap it right there on the podcast, Mommy. But there again, Mommy, I think people need to hear that, you know, it's, you homeschool the kids, but Mary Carol's thankful for the fact that you spend other time with her, you know, but not all the, hey, we went to the movies together. Sometimes it's just cooking or cleaning something up, like your room, or cleaning up the kitchen, doing dishes and stuff. It's time with kids, right?
Time. She just said that. She whispered quality time.
Yeah. All right. Turner, what about you? What's something that either this year or just in general you're thankful for?
I really like having fun time with my family.
Like what? And I promise, folks, we have not scripted any of this. This is not planned.
I just like doing lots of stuff with my family.
Can you think of one thing?
What's one or two things maybe recently that you've been thankful for what we've done as a family?
Well,
We have always watched movie night.
We've talked about that on the podcast. Friday nights, when we are home, is movie night. And yes. we'll pick a kid's movie. Although last week, our movie was the first Duke basketball game of the year. We've never done that before, but Daddy got to pick the movie, so that's what it was. But usually, it's a kid's movie, and we like that. That's Friday night, and Mommy will usually make either popcorn or some brownies or something just to snack on during the movie. Yeah, and that's cool. What's something else? I mean, just another maybe fun thing or whatever that we've done as a family that you just thought was cool. And maybe something this year, last few months or something.
Giving Spud a bath.
Our dog. You have a different version of fun.
That yeah. is fun.
Yeah, so.
He was quite dirty.
Yeah, that's true.
So leave it at that.
You know, we've talked about this on the podcast a lot lately, Leah, but some of it is because I'm a preacher. Some of it's because we homeschool. But we've got to spend a lot of time together as a family this year just traveling. But it seems that way, especially this year. But I think that's just because it's been so jammed together the last 2 or 3 months. A trip to Nashville, a trip to Indiana, you know, we've done some cool things. And I want to go back to something we said in this podcast 100 times, but I want to say it again here. You've just heard, again, I promise, there's no script in front of us. There's no computer screen with notes on it or anything. You've just heard a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old basically say that what they're thankful for is basically time with their family. But I thought it was interesting. Neither one of them said a trip to Indiana or a trip to Nashville or mm-hmm. anything like that. It was just time with Mommy. Yeah, Florence. But folks, Florence is 50 minutes away. Mm-hmm. She's not talking about driving to, you know, another state here. Mm-hmm. And Turner talked about sitting in our house and watching movies. Families spend time together. Your kids are not going to forget it. And it doesn't have to be always the big splash, you know, awesome, cool thing. Oh, that's fun too, right? Our trip to Indiana was awesome.
Yes. Right?
The trip to Nashville was fun, except we'd forgotten how bad traffic was in Nashville. we had to be reminded of that. But that's huge. And again, you know, those trips are coming jammed together here the last few weeks, and so it's fresh in our minds. But here, the kids talked about giving the dog a bath, watching movies together, and then just spending time with Mommy, including right here at the house. And so that's huge. And then you just said family in general, and mine was family in general. I want to mention one other thing we've done as a family this year. And we do it anyway. We do Bible time anyway, right, of some type, some sort. But we've tried to do something this year also, and many of our listeners are familiar with the one word thing, the one word book. We have been using that as a family, and we were blessed, by the way, that Ninth Avenue bought a copy of that book for every household before 2017 started. And I know quite a few families or households that have used it almost throughout the year. They might have missed one or two words or whatever throughout the year, but they've pretty much done it. That has been our morning breakfast. You know, how long does it take to read those kids? 2 minutes? Three minutes?
Yeah, something, I guess.
Something like that. Sort of. Well, as soon as I finish eating my breakfast, because I eat fast, because I'm high strung, I pull that book out and read that short devotional, and I have loved it. Even though some of the concepts have been very deep, and I'll admit, and Leah, you would too, you know, a couple of them I've edited kind of on the fly because there are some, not anything bad, but just some things that are a little bit too mature for our kids or whatever. So I've kind of edited a couple of them just on the fly a little bit. But I have loved just taking those 2-3 minutes at breakfast and sort of setting the tone for our day with just a thought from God's Word. And I'm actually already trying to think of something we can continue that for next, you know, how can we keep that going with something every day or nearly every day just to kind of set the tone for. I've loved that.
I do too. I think any kind of tradition you can build where you do something, you know, even if it's not every single day, but if there's just something that you always go back to, I think that is what builds strong families, and especially that are going to be kind of close-knit. That, I mean, of course, and, you know, especially when you consider spiritual habits, of course, like devotionals and family, you know, Bible time and things like that. But this is a lot of the stuff, you know, we talk about. It's just that we do it together, and we don't let other things come in the way in front of it all the time. You know, things are going to get in front of it sometimes, but we try to guard it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really important for families to do that too.
Yeah. I want to mention something else, and Mary Carol, I want to bring you in here on this one. And this came to my mind the other day. And people who follow me on Instagram have probably seen the pictures. But you and Turner both take part in Latch Tweeters and the bulletin board, changing a bulletin board, what, about once every 3 months, something like that. We try to do four a year, so it's along that lines. And one of our sweet ladies at 9th Avenue the other night, one of our widows, came up to me and just said, those kids' bulletin boards are just beautiful. And what it made me thankful for, and I want you to talk about this, Mary Carol, a little bit, was what it made me thankful for was she didn't have to say that. But she took the time to just let, I don't know if she told you two or not, but she told me and she told your mommy. But she took the time to give that compliment. And it made me thankful for people who give compliments.
There was, I think it was probably the same lady, but one of the ladies said, every time I take my walk in the morning.
That's who it was, yeah.
She walks in the church building. I go past that, and I see your bulletin board, and I think it's just lovely. I love it. You always have something cute or pretty on your bulletin board.
But what I want you to talk about, that's right, what I want you to talk about a little bit is, how did that make you feel that somebody took the time to give you a compliment and to notice that and be specific and not just go, well, that's cool, but they took the time to really give you a good, thoughtful compliment?
Did it make you feel good that someone took the time to
It does. We've had some times where some things don't always stay on the bulletin board. Like this time we did a thing for fall with leaves all over the place with a little basket with some leaves in it. The basket does not like to stay on the board, so we have some times where I'm over there trying to hammer the basket into the board.
Yeah. But I want you to think, though, Mary Carol, about just the fact that she was thoughtful and how that made you feel. Shouldn't we be thankful for people who take the time? Because it's so easy just to see something cool that somebody else did but never tell them that. And it should make us thankful for people who give compliments and are thoughtful in that. Right?
Yes. And I think one thing I've noticed that all the bulletin boards around the church are nice, but I loved it that she came to me and told me about my bulletin board and talked about mine, how pretty it was or how cute it was, and just told me about that.
Does it make you want to do a good job with the next one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, well, whatever the little idea we have for next time, I'm going to make sure that I use pretty colors and do my best work that I can. Mm-hmm. I always try to do that, but this gives me some encouragement to do a little bit better.
Right. So we should be thankful for people who give compliments and are thoughtful in those compliments, right? All right, Turner, I'm going to bring you in on one of something I'm thankful for with you, and that is on Sunday nights, we have a singing class at 5:30. It's really not a class. I guess the best way to put it, Lee, is we just kind of practice some songs. But pretty much all of our song leaders take part, and Turner helps with that, leads a song or two each week. But then also one Sunday night a month, we have a singing night, singing service, and you always lead singing at that service. And I'm thankful for that because it'd be easy for you, Turner, to just think, well, I'm too young, and I'm not the best songwriter in the world yet, so I don't want to do it. But I'm thankful that every time Mr. Eric or Mr. Caleb or whoever asks you to lead a song, that even if you kind of go, oh, again, right, you get up there and do it. Why do you think Daddy's thankful for that?
Because you like to see your son become a leader?
That's part of it, yeah.
You like to have your son grow up and be in the Sunshine Singers?
Don't exist anymore,
yeah.
But...
Oh, yeah.
But I'll also tell you it's because you like music.
Oh, yes, I do.
And you're using your talent, a talent you have, to serve God. And that makes me thankful.
I could have not put that in better words.
That was totally perfect, wasn't it?
Yes,
I have one going along with that.
Okay.
And it's hard to think. Adam's right. We're doing this just without any preparation at all. So, but one thing, especially this year, that I'm thankful for, and maybe some other people take this for granted, but I have always wanted us to have a piano. And we this year were actually able to get a piano. And so that's something I'm thankful for, that sometimes you overlook just how...
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a big fancy one, but it's a nice one. And I actually bought it from people at church, and that was cool. And it was so, from their family, that they thought that was kind of neat. It was going to a church family. And
we're hoping that introduces to Mary Carroll or to Turner to take some music lessons and learn how to play. And, you know, that's a big deal to me. I know that might not be for everybody, but I've always wanted us to have one of those. Yeah. So I'm thankful for that.
All right. So God commands us to be grateful, right?
Yes.
Why do you think God commands us to be grateful?
Because he just doesn't want to say, over there, that rock is just terrible. That grass is terrible. That tree is terrible. He wants us to say, if we didn't have any, if we didn't have those, we wouldn't have shade. We wouldn't have something under our feet.
Yeah.
So he's saying, some people don't even have any homes. You better be thankful that you have air conditioning or enough. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anything.
Yeah. Right. Mary Carroll, what do you think? Why do you think God commands us to be thankful? Doesn't just, you know, why do you think he puts that in the Bible, that we have to be thankful?
Well, he knows, since he created us, he knows that there are hard times in our life, and he knows that we're going to be tempted, or sometimes we will complain about that he made us this way, or that's how he made the world. But he tells us to be thankful that we even live, that we even have the world.
Yeah.
That we even have anything.
Yeah, that's like, right.
Right now, me and Turner both have our little beanie baby tigers.
If this were a video podcast, people would be rolling in the floor laughing how many times I've told them to put those things down while we've been trying to record this thing.
So that was
but we lived them.
Yeah. That was very embarrassing.
It's true.
I can't lie.
Mommy, anything else we need to say before we totally lose control of this? We went off the rails at about minute two, and we're 27 minutes in.
Just, I don't know, sometimes it's so easy to, I guess I'll throw back to maybe that last episode too. Sometimes it's really easy to get discouraged and look around at what you think, you know, other people have that maybe you don't have, and dwelling on that can just, I mean, it's wrong, really, and we have to really strive to look at the things that we have. And so it's so good this time of year, and really all year, for us to keep these really, maybe even a literal list of things that we continue to be thankful for. Because when we do that, it's like the old song, count your blessings, name them one by one, and you'll be surprised what the Lord has done. And I think that's true for every single person, no matter what place you find yourself in life. If it's, you know, if you're at your lowest point in life, I really think if we were all humble enough, we could sit down and build a sheet of lined paper with our blessings and things to be thankful for.
You know, he didn't say be thankful for everything. Mm-hmm. He said in everything give thanks. Right. In every circumstance there's something that we can find to be great. Mm-hmm. And like you said, sometimes it's hard. Some people listening to this are going through an absolutely brutal time in life, but there's something to be thankful for. And this time of year reminds us of that. The simple blessings, as we call them, but they're not simple at all.
And, you know, even when you are going through the hard times, I think, and Adam, I know, will agree with me that really the thing we have to do the most is study our Bibles more and more, because it's so true that if you've studied your Bible and know and are familiar with the people that you read about in the Bible, none of them lived very glamorous lives. I mean, there's a handful that were very successful and, you know, royal and all of that. But the majority of them suffered mightily and went through so many. I mean, you think, what kids, who have we been reading about in our Bible lessons in the morning?
Moses.
Not Moses.
Not Moses.
No.
Joseph.
Joseph.
And when you said that, I thought about Ruth and Naomi.
But we just read the story about how Joseph, what happened to him?
He was sold by his brothers into slavery. And he's just now revealed himself to his brothers. But
while he was in slavery, he also then was put into
prison.
Prison. And so,
and he didn't even do anything
wrong. So he had several years of really low kinds of living, slavery and
well, the Bible says specifically he was forgotten in prison for 2 years.
But so even a man like Joseph, who even rose to power in Egypt, still had terrible things that he endured.
I could not imagine having Mary Carol trying to put me in jail and saying, "See you never." That would be harsh.
I wish we laughed around our house sometimes.
That'd be harsh.
That'd be harsh.
That's an understatement. I'm sure Joseph thought it was kind of harsh. He was put into a pit and sold.
You mentioned the song "Count Your Many Blessings." I'll say this, then we'll get off of here because we've run our time we usually go. But there's another song that we love, "Thanks to God for My Redeemer." It's an old song. Not many people know it. It's in our songbook. I lead it in the singing class. I don't lead in worship because I preach. But one of the reasons I love that song, Leah, is every line starts with "thanks for," "thanks to God for my Redeemer," "thanks for this," "thanks for that," "thanks for home," and "thanks for fireside." That's your favorite line. But my,
we don't have a fireside.
We have a fireside. There's no fire.
There's no fire.
My favorite line of that song, I think, is "thanks for roses by the wayside, thanks for thorns their stems contain."
Mm-hmm.
Nobody writes songs like that anymore.
Right.
Thank you for the thorns of life, right? But we understand when we have a bigger perspective that, yeah, that was not pleasant. It was rough. Maybe it was even brutal. Maybe it was even life-threatening. But something came out. It's Romans 8:28. And it's the old line that Romans 8:28 does not say all things are good. It says all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. And that takes perspective. And sometimes it takes a long perspective and a wide view. But this holiday, to me, is taking that time to stop and try to get that wide view. And that's really our challenge in doing this podcast, is to stop for a few moments as a family to sit around and have some fun, and tell some jokes and stuff. But also just to think about the fact that no matter what we're going through, no matter how wonderful today might be, or no matter how difficult today might be, God's good to us. And we are thankful for the things that we have. That includes our family, it includes so many other things. But whoever's listening to this, whatever you're going through, well, James 1:17 continues to be true. Every good and every perfect gift comes from above. Anything good you have in your life is there because of God. And so that's what we want to challenge people with. Anything else we need to say, Leah, before we head off of here?
Just happy Thanksgiving.
You what? Oh, Mary Carol says she has something to add. All right. Go ahead, Mary Carol.
When you were talking about how the thorns of roses, mm-hmm. how they were thorns of life, it reminded me about, I can't remember where this was in the Bible, but you talked about how that Paul said,
his thorn in the flesh.
Even though he's asking Jesus to take away all his troubles, Jesus basically tells him, when you're in trouble, I'm stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, then Lord, give me more. Give me more. He wants to be able to have those struggles so that Jesus can be stronger, so that Jesus can be shown into the world.
That'd make a decent sermon sometime. Right. I might need to preach that at some point.
I think.
Oh, wait a minute, I did.
I think that song says it's good to have thorns and roses, or.
Right.
Like, troubles in life. I think that's good to have troubles in life because you learn, well, I shouldn't do that again.
That's true. That's
some, and sometimes, too. Sometimes it makes us want to go to heaven more, too.
Yes. Right. Sometimes I say when something bad happens, this world gets more terrible and heaven gets a little bit sweeter.
That's right. That's right. So we hope this has encouraged you. You know, sorry if it felt like it was unplanned. There you go. Because it was. That was intentional. But we just want to sit around and talk tonight behind the microphone and just encourage you to be grateful as a family, but also to do it. Like we said, the song says, you know, count your many blessings, to think about those things. Just a couple of programming notes really quickly. We'll be back with you again, Lord willing, in 2 weeks. That'll be December the 1st. Lee and I should be on that program together. And then we have planned, we hope this happens, the episode for December the 15th. We are trying to figure out a way to literally have the entire Legacy of Faith group on a special episode for December the 15th. So we hope that happens. Go ahead and put that out there, and then maybe I'll make it happen if we. But episode 94 in a couple of weeks will be Lee and I probably going back to some articles that we have built up in the last couple of weeks. There aren't really any show notes for this episode, but if you'd like to find out more about us, you can go to where the show notes will be, fondfamily.com/POD93. This time is correct. fondfamily.com/POD93. Leah, love you.
Love you.
Mary Carol, I love you.
Love you too, Daddy.
Turner, love you.
Love you too.
Okay. Love you too.
And Turner has lost his voice.
We plan to be back with you again in 2 weeks if we don't kill our son first. No, just kidding. But until then, just where your family can go to heaven, just make sure you go there together.